This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week we are in the last message of seven about the final week in the earthly life of Christ. This is, of course, about the resurrection from Matthew 27 and Matthew 28. The most important event in the New Testament, hands down, has to be the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without it, Christianity really doesn't make sense. According to one professor, I agree with that. Christianity doesn't make sense without Christ rising from the dead. Hallelujah, he is alive forevermore. God bless you as you listen to the last message in this series. I want you to get a sense of Good Friday before I talk about the resurrection. I'm convinced you can have an appreciation for Easter, and a lot of people celebrate Easter, but they never go through the Good Friday experience of understanding what Jesus went through on the cross. Jesus didn't die as a martyr. Get this, Jesus didn't die for a cause, a political cause, a philosophical cause. He died for you. You get that? He died for you, he died for me. And all of the sin that you ever committed, and I've ever committed, was on him on the cross. When a man realizes that, he's never the same. When a woman realizes that, she's never the same. When you really get it, a lot of people don't get it until the end of their life when they're facing their own death and say, now I get it. It's too late. I mean, it can be too late to do that. I'm thankful that people do get it at the end of life, perhaps. But when you get that, it changes your perspective on Easter. Some of you will remember a newscaster that was on CBS 60 Minutes years ago. The reason I knew Carol Marin, or knew of her, because she was in the Chicago area where I grew up as a newscaster in one of the Chicago stations. Carol Marin was working in New York City on 9/11/2001, and she was there when it happened. She said suddenly there was a giant explosion and she saw a giant fireball heading toward her. A fireman ran toward her screaming, "Run!" We ran, I fell. The fireman picked me up. He told me to throw my high heels off, which I did. I was running in my stocking feet with him. He finally slammed me up against a building and covered my body with his. I could feel his heart beating against my back. I thought both of us were dead. I thought both of us were surely dead. Miraculously, we escaped the flame and the thick, choking smoke that followed. Carol Marin said, "I never saw my rescuer again. I wish I had gotten his name. I wish I had gotten his name." As terrific, as powerful and fantastic that story is, that experience of Carol Marin, would you listen carefully? Nothing. Nothing compared to what the Lord Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. We can praise that fireman all day long, and we should be thankful and grateful for every fireman that's done something similar to that, and we're grateful. But it's nothing compared to what Jesus accomplished on the cross by his substitutionary death for you and for me. Do you know why people are offended by the cross? Any talk about the cross? Because it's personal. I'm convinced of that. You can talk about God. You can talk about the Sermon on the Mount. Everybody says, "Oh, that's so sweet. That's so nice." But the minute you talk about the cross, people are offended because intuitively, instinctively, they know in their heart, my sin possibly was involved in that cross event. I really believe that.
Well, tomorrow we'll not only continue this message from the last message of the series called The Final Week, I'm going to talk about a verse that I have honestly never heard in my life any minister talk about. My dad was in the ministry for 40-some years. I never heard him talk about it. We'll talk about that verse tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed or to find out more about this ministry we call Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.